Hello, friends. Welcome to the Truth to You daily podcast with Brother Scott. We're thrilled that you have taken time out of your day to explore with us God's timeless truth. Regardless of who we are, we all need the light of God's Word to illuminate our path for this day. And now, here's our youth pastor, Brother Scott.
Hello, folks. Welcome back. And thank you, Dr. Dalton, for that introduction. So thankful for him and his ministry at Temple Baptist School. The Lord has used he and his wife over the years to make a great impact in the realm of education and really not just education, but inspiring our young people to be all that they can be academically and spiritually for the Lord. Hey, let's go ahead and look at our memory verse for today. It's out of the book of Isaiah, Isaiah 57 and verse 21. It's a short one. We introduced this the other day, but let's go ahead and see it yet again here. The Bible says, "There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked." Isaiah 57, 21. Would you say that with me? Isaiah 57, 21. "There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked." And God is certainly the author of peace. He's the one that gives it to us. And let's seek his peace today. It is a peace that passes all understanding. Those who do not have the peace of God don't know what that's like. And so what a blessing to be able to be at a place of settledness in our mind and have the peace of God. Hey, let's go ahead now and look at Genesis chapter 30. Have you read it yet? Have you taken the time to read Genesis chapter 30? Fascinating passage here. And we're just going to touch on something that may seem a little bit odd, hard for maybe us to wrap our mind around. But nonetheless, there's a principle here that I think that we should look at and take some time for, okay? Genesis chapter 30, let me go ahead and read verse 1. It says here, "And when Rachel saw that she bare Jacob no children, Rachel envied her sister." Now, who was her sister? It was Leah. They were both married to Jacob. "And said unto Jacob, give me children, or else I die." This was obviously something that was very important to her. It was front and center in her life, and she wanted nothing more than to have children. Think about this for me just a second. And let me ask you, do you consider yourself to be a competitive person? Now most people are in some way. Let me explain that. It may not be a particular sport for you. And so many times when we think of competition, we think, well, you know, I don't like football. I don't like baseball, soccer, basketball, you know, cricket, whatever, right? I'm not competitive that way. But most of the time, you are in some area. I mean, you could love academics and find that you are extra competitive to the other people in your class. We're all competitive. We have that in our system. Everybody has a touch of this, a competitive spirit within them. Let me just tie that into what's happening here in Genesis chapter 30. The rivalry here, the competitive rivalry that pops up in this chapter. Like I said, it's hard for us to wrap our minds around. Rachel and Leah are at odds with one another because they each want more children than the other. It also becomes very clear that they're willing to do almost anything to get what they want. And the competitive spirit between them is nothing short of sinful. And really, you just have to assume that they're just blinded to it. I mean, you see Rachel's terminology. She says, I'm going to die if I can't have children. And so we read about the process that unfolds here. And there's some decisions that are made here. They're not God-honoring. They're not as the Lord would choose for these ladies. And yet their competitive spirit here is blinding them. I'd ask us this morning, how often does our competitive spirit get the best of us? How often does getting what you want, getting what I want, outweigh the most important things? And that's a great question. You know, there are some things that are most important in life that it doesn't matter how competitive you are, they should not be fought after, sought after. Consider this situation here, right? You know, Rachel, being a person who follows the Lord, has this desire But now she's going to ask her handmaid to marry her husband so that through her handmaid, she can have more children. This is just twisted. Well, what would God say? God would say, well, you ought not marry many wives. That's not something you should be doing. And yet this is something she's propagating simply because what she desires more than pleasing the Lord. It's blinded her. This competitive spirit of something that she wants desperately has blinded her to the way that she ought to be acting. We can do that on the football field, the soccer field, when you are at a place where you are unkind to the people around you just simply because you want to dominate the person you're competing against. This happens on the basketball court. Sometimes the guys will come to the huddle and say, "Coach, they're you know taking the Lord's name in vain. They're cursing," and that's a sad thing. That should never be. That should never be the type of conduct on any Christian school court anywhere. And, you know, we say, look, you just focus on being what you need to be. But what's happening there? Somebody's saying, hey, I know what God wants, but I want this more. And their emotions are spilling over into the way that they're out of control and they've been blinded by their own competitive spirit. Listen, competitive spirit can be something that is of a motivational factor. Hey, you know, I just, it's going to push me to do well. But ultimately, at the end of the day, the reason we desire to do well should be because, well, this pleases the Lord ultimately. Ultimately, this is the kind of work ethic that God would be pleased with. But as we go back to Genesis 30, talk about a weird competition here between these two ladies. And we've got to be careful. They became blinded to it. We certainly can be blind to our own inner spirit and competitive nature. Let's keep the Lord above that. Let's keep Him above any desire that we have and we are pushing for. Let's not be blinded by competition. Okay? All right, that's the thought for the day. And before we go, I want to mention our teenager of the day. It's Timmy. So pray for Timmy. Take some extra time today. And I know Timmy listens regularly, and pray for him. I also want to say hello. I got an email this past week of some folks listening in Guatemala. And I forgive me, I don't know any Spanish, but maybe I'll try to start using some Spanish words in the future. That's a scary thought. But anyway, people listening from different places and different times, always neat to hear from them. Hope that you have a great day. Walk with the Lord. Before I forget, listen, tomorrow we're going to have a Saturday sit down. I was able to sit down with our evangelist, Tim Thompson. Don't miss that. Listen, he gives some awesome, awesome info without giving too much away, the prospect of seeking a life mate. I asked him some questions. He gave some great feedback to that. We talk about other things as well, some fun stuff, but you don't want to miss it. Please listen in tomorrow. I know Saturday's not typically a day that you're listening to the podcast, but we got our Saturday sit down interview and I want you to listen to it. So come back tomorrow, listen to it. Hope you have a great weekend. Take care.
If you enjoy the episode, feel free to hit the subscribe button or even share it with a friend. Until next time, God bless.